Hey there, Beyond the Uniform listeners. This is Justin Asiri with a quick note on today, September 1st. Just a brief preview of what lays ahead for the month of September. Really excited for the additional help that I've been fortunate to get for Beyond the Uniform. Steve Bain has been a massive help in finding sponsors, of finding guests for the show. He's been helping out as our director of outreach. Kathleen Dillon, as always, is helpful with all of the transcripts, and Andrew Woolridge has come on board to help us understand analytics and where we're getting traffic and how we can better serve the veteran community. So that's given me a second wind, and there are 8 episodes in store for this month. I wanted to give you a sneak preview of those 8 and what you can expect, but first I just want to share a quick anecdotal story. I went climbing recently. It was my first experience multi-pitch climbing outdoors. I've done indoor and outdoor climbing, but this is by far the biggest thing I've done. I did it over in El Dorado Springs, which is a great spot outside of Boulder. It is reason number 12,129 that I love Colorado, but went with some friends outdoor climbing. And one of the things that I learned was, you know, as we were going through more difficult routes, you always knew in advance the difficult routes because there was just chalk handprints, these white handprints everywhere. And it was kind of the remnants of the spots that people had tried and fallen and got back up and tried again. And it was fascinating to see how you could see the different approaches that people took to these challenging spots. And the lesson that I kind of took away from that is that it seems like in these interviews I'm doing, it's oftentimes just that. It's just these handprints. It's just these indications of different routes that some have taken with success, some have taken with less than success. But hearing about that and using that to evaluate your own path that you'd like to take. And I want to bring that up because it's important to me, as you know, we've done over 200 episodes now. The intention is really to just spotlight vets who are doing awesome work and who have something to give back, and just different coffee chats to help influence you on what career you might choose or what path you might take. But it's just, you know, even in the 200 interviews I've done, it's just so few different pieces of advice. And I hope that as you listen to these episodes, you always remember that you can create your own path, that you can achieve whatever you'd like, you can forge your own way. And it's very helpful, even if you do go your own way, to see the path that others have taken, to see the routes that others have forged. And maybe that is a path that you follow, or maybe it's just a path where you pick up one or two little tricks that influence the path that you forge on your own. But I think regardless, it's helpful to have this knowledge and to have the perspective of other options and routes that people have done before you. So that's it for my quick lesson learned, but I did want to just walk through the month ahead. So I'll be releasing new episodes every Monday and every Thursday in the month of September. The first one coming up is episode number 201. It is about the Disabled American Veterans Program and Jeff Hall. This is a great episode, first of all, because if you're listening to this, there's a good chance that you are a disabled veteran or you served with someone who had some sort of injury. And so it's a great resource to be aware of for yourself or for them. But also we just dive into a lot of different things about benefits, about just different things to know about education. And so a lot of topics in addition to the DAV. On Thursday, September 6th, I talk with Noel McCall. She runs an organization called Patriot's Path. And while she's not a veteran, she's been in this space for a while, and I really enjoyed our conversation. She walks through things like refining your personal pitch. She gives like a 1-minute version and a longer version. We talk about just a lot of interviewing advice that will be applicable regardless of your career path. And because she's worked for years and years and years with veterans, she's got a lot to say about focusing on your strengths and anticipating your weaknesses, just all around good interview advice. On September 10th, Episode 203 is with Elliot Wilson. He's at ZipRecruiter right now, but his career path is interesting because, first of all, he has taken a different path to every job he's had. It's interesting because, you know, some people get jobs through friends, some get applying through the front door. It seems like Elliot's managed to dabble in every possible route to get a job, and so I thought it was helpful for that. But it's also a great episode for those of you interested in startups or operations, and in particular for operations, he has worked with physical products, but he's also worked with technology, and he compares and contrasts the difference in operations and why vets may like that, and it's a great overview of the career path of operations. On Thursday, September 13th, is episode 204 with Mike Fuller. Mike is a fascinating case study because he served in the military for 27 years. And even though he had a full, rich career in the military, he went on to start a company called My Military Loans, where he helps veterans achieve loans to start their business, and really good non-predatory loans, which is a rarity. He's helped over 81 different veterans obtain funding for their companies. So I liked this interview because, first of all, it's just a powerful reminder, even if you serve for 27 years on active duty, you still have so much time ahead of you. You still have another career or maybe even two careers ahead of you after that transition. But I think it's also great for anyone interested in entrepreneurship to learn about his advice around fundraising. We talk about franchises and different forms of entrepreneurship in episode 204. September 17th, which is a Monday, episode 205 is coming out with Mike Stedman. This is one of my all-time favorite interviews. Mike is a Marine Corps veteran who went on to found Ironbound Boxing. And anyone interested in entrepreneurship or anyone just looking for a pick-me-up, Mike is incredible. It's just he is the epitome of what I think of when I think of a charismatic entrepreneur. And the other aspect that I loved about this conversation, in addition to entrepreneurship, is we talk about how he started a company where he wanted to do good in his neighborhood. Boxing was fantastic for him as a person, and he wants to help underserved people of color in different areas get into boxing as an outlet for them. But he didn't want handouts. He didn't want to go around passing the hat. And so he has a for-profit aspect of the company, which goes to corporations and has them do boxing as a team event. And that funds this for good aspect of his company. And it's a great illustration of a different type of business model that many listeners might enjoy and could apply if they're thinking about entrepreneurship. But even if you're not thinking of starting a company or going into entrepreneurship, it's a fantastic, energizing look at a vet who continues to do good in the world after his military service. On Thursday, September 20th, episode 206 is with Nick Breedlove, who's one of the co-founders of TechQualled. And TechQualled exists to help vets enter into the high-tech industry. And I know many listeners are interested in high-tech. This is great from an entrepreneurship standpoint of hearing about someone who started an organization. It's great from the standpoint that Nick has worked with a lot of veterans and has a lot of advice around the career search process. But I think that TechQualled is a great organization because they help you get the tangible skills that you need to succeed in a startup. And that means joining a startup too, not just starting your own company. They work with like sales and customer support and very, very desirable skills so you can get your foot in the door. Just like Jimmy Sopko, if you listen to that recent rebroadcast of his story of getting into Pinterest. So check out 206, that's with TechQualled. Monday, September 24th, another favorite, Liz Callahan, who is the wife of Meredith Callahan, who is not a veteran, but a Stanford classmate of mine who wrote a book that was really helpful in a recent episode. Liz is awesome. I thought this interview was like, it was one of those ones where we went to the end of it. I called it a cigar knuckle burner of an episode because I was trying to eke out every last second with Liz. It is a interview that's kind of around her story, which is, first of all, not an uncommon one, where she faced her separation unexpectedly due to medical reasons. and faced that transition before she even knew to get ready for it. And then she went into the healthcare industry. She worked at DaVita, Stanford Hospital as a consultant. She has worked in every facet, it seems like, of the healthcare industry. I have not had a lot of experts in that space on the show, so I thought it was great for that. But she's just, it's a very dense interview in terms of she's very efficient in her advice, and I just really, the way she explained things resonated with me. It was just not a lot of fluff, a lot of a nutrient-dense interview, and I just loved my conversation with Liz. And then the last interview of the month is on Thursday, September 27th, with Tim Mossholder, who runs the Veteran Influencer podcast. And this is a life lesson for me. Tim had reached out and basically said, hey, you know, he's 100 episodes into his own podcast with Orion Talent. And I had just talked about maybe we do a show together. And, you know, I honestly wrote back right away and was like, you know, I don't have time for this right now, or something that just felt like I was being a dick. And I thought about it that night, and I wrote back, and I'm like, you know what, let's do this. And I'm so happy I did. It was a good reminder to me to just be more open on these interviews. And he's great. I think his podcast will be great for you to listen to. This is a different interview in that the first 15 or 20 minutes are the traditional Beyond the Uniform, where I'm interviewing him. But then we cut to another conversation we had, which is like an hour and 10 minute conversation that is just us riffing, going back and forth on what we've learned collectively of interviewing over 300 different veterans. And that's the piece that I think that is just so unique from the interviews I've done. And he's just a great guy, and brings a great wealth of experience, because not only does he run the Veteran Influencer podcast, he also works with Orion doing Headhunter for military, or recruiting for military, and so has a lot of perspective there over his 5 or 6 year career there as well. So that'll be a great interview to listen to as well. We are on track to have an equally full October. I'm actually on Monday, Memorial Day, I'm busting out 3 or 4 interviews, and don't yet have clarity on nailing in exactly who they are. Sometimes the interviews fall through, so I don't really schedule them until I've got a chunk of them. But lots more in store. I appreciate the feedback coming. I know that we do have Team Rubicon coming on the show. We have someone in the cannabis, the medical, or the marijuana industry coming on. We've got a couple people around cybersecurity coming on. I think actually 2 or 3. Lots of good ones in store. But keep the feedback coming. Justin@beyondtheuniform.io. Use the contact form on our website. That gets to me as well. It may take me a little bit to get back to you, but I promise I will. And very excited about September. Have a great weekend and talk soon.